Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Fantasy Thief Trap. In this file, you will be, well, mentally transported into a completely different world. One of magic and mystery, of wizards, thieves, knights, and all kinds of other people. But most of them don't matter right now. Simply close your eyes and let me transport you to a very dark night. Clouds in front of the stars made sure that there was almost no light to see by. And you, a thief from the Thieves Guild, had been tasked to steal a magical sapphire from a wizard's tower. Now you were somewhat aware of which wizard lived there, and you knew that you had to be very careful indeed. This is why, rather than the front door, you chose to make your way to the top of the tower by way of climbing. And this would take a while. Even though you were very practiced, the stones on the outside of the tower were smooth by wear, and the lack of light, which of course you used as a cover for your approach, didn't make things any easier. Fortunately, you were a very practiced thief, and slowly but surely you made your way up the tower. At each moment you had to be alert for anything that could happen. Who knows what strange magics a wizard would use to protect itself? And this was a wizard's abode. Who could expect the unexpected? You were hoping that nobody would be crazy enough to consider someone climbing these smooth weathered stones all the way up. But with patience, persistence, and some very clever gear, you made your way up. Almost like in a fairy tale, there was a high, open window. This one, though, was not free of stuff, far from it. Creeping inside was difficult. There were some bottles and even a potted plant up there. You had to be very careful. There was no rush, the night would still be many hours. So you simply took your time and very carefully moved things out of the way until there was enough space on the windowsill for you to climb inside. There was light in here, but not the bright light of a torch or a fire. No, there was a soft blue glow. In the ceiling, there appeared to be some kind of orb giving off light. It was not what you were looking for, but who knows, maybe you'd take it on the way out. It could be handy to have a light that didn't burn you or gave off too bright a light. Perhaps the wizard could even, well, you were getting distracted, eyes on the job, the sapphire. The space was a lot bigger than you were expecting in a way. The whole top floor was one big room, with nothing else but a stair leading down. Where could it be? You took your time walking around the room. There was no rush, and you did not want to make a single sound, because any sound might awaken the wizard that would by now definitely be asleep. Over here, in a drawer, or perhaps, of course. At first you thought it might be hidden in a large treasure chest, but it was way too big for what you were looking for. But then, hidden almost in plain sight, you saw a much smaller box. For some reason, you had a very strong feeling that the sapphire was in there. It was about big enough, and it looked expensive enough to contain something of the value that you were expecting. Not that you would normally steal from a wizard. This job paid very, very well. Not to mention that you were secretly hoping to get something extra out of it too. Who knows what you could find in a wizard's study. Slowly, step by step, you edged closer to the little box. And finally, when you were within arm's reach, you stood still for another few seconds just to make sure. All right, the coast was clear. You reached out and you opened the box. A bright flash suddenly blinded you, and you wanted to jump and run away, but your body was completely frozen in place. You heard steps coming up the stairs. Oh no. You tried to look, but your whole body was somehow completely immobile. You heard a thoughtful sound behind you. Oh no. It took a few more moments when you finally noticed that the paralyzation spell was starting to wear off, but before you could do anything, heavy ropes suddenly appeared all around you and wrapped themselves expertly around your body. Trapped. Trapped in a way that you weren't sure if you could get out of. Well then, what have we here? A little thief trying to steal one of my magical artifacts. Let me see, a paralysis spell? You were looking for the magical sapphire. Interesting. It's been years since someone tried to steal that. What to do with you? Before you could talk, another rope suddenly wrapped itself, and you were effectively gagged. Rather than attempting to speak, you decided that maybe it was best to keep quiet for a little while. Surely he wouldn't kill you or do anything drastic like that. You just had to bide your time. The wizards weren't on good terms with the guards either. So you'd see, patience is a powerful tool of the thief after all. I see. Yes, I can't really do much with you in this state, can I? But I also don't want to let you go. See, it's poor advertising to let a thief enter a wizard's study unharmed. Then again, I don't exactly make it a hobby to unnecessarily harm anyone. Too much effort as well. Perhaps, yes, maybe I could do something else with you. Perhaps I could earn some money. I'm sure that a lovely, obedient slave such as yourself would sell incredibly well. Who knows, maybe I'd even keep you. Well, let's see how strong your mind really is. With a wave of his hands, the ropes moved you around until you were practically dangling upright. The thick rope between your teeth still preventing you from verbalizing. Who knows what exactly was going through your mind right now? Let's see if I remember this spell, if I remember those wonderful ways in which magic can enter the mind, manipulating thoughts through and through your mind. Will be all mine, and there's nothing you can do about it. In fact, I insist you resist or try to hold on, as your body is already becoming under my control. How many drops would it take of an obedient elixir to blank your mind? Or are you secretly already so willing that just with a wave of my hand you'd already give in? I see, that would be too easy, wouldn't it? I guess I'll have to let you know why you'd want to obey. See, otherwise I would have no use for you. And you want to obey, don't you? The urge to confirm was becoming very, very strong. Part of you might still want to try to resist. And in fact, that fact will follow you further as you melt into my control. It's a little bit like tying up your thoughts, isn't it? As you're inevitably thinking of escape, each thought leads you back to me, as you begin to realize that you are no longer free. A simple analysis of the situation will tell you the inevitable has already occurred. You are here, powerless, bound by magical ropes that will not let you go until I tell you. And the threads of my threats just weaving through your mind, manipulating and melting where they must. And what must you do? Ooh, interesting. Very interesting. It has more effect than you even know. Your thoughts are dangling by a thread that I've woven from your own resistance. And all it takes is a little snap for them to drop. and drop they will deeper and deeper, further and further, helplessly falling, fully under my control. The struggling fading, the surrender succeeding, your body and mind pliable and helplessly happy. Let's see about that once more, shall we? What must you do? And who do you obey? Very good. And how much do you obey me? Excellent. This pleases me. I'm almost surprised by how willing your unconscious appears to be. Something I'm sure I'm going to make very good use of. And who knows, your body may be put to some purposes as well. For now, I'm going to keep you in these bonds a little while longer, my spells weaving their control over your mind even more. Because I want to be assured that you have no choice. Your purpose is to obey, and all your skills will be in my service. In a moment, this will end. And if my voice follows, you can remain in this wonderfully bound state, helplessly trapped inside this spell. Or, if my voice doesn't follow, you can simply awaken from this fantasy, feeling this fleeting realization that you may have lost more than you think. I'm sure you would highly enjoy staying deep. Have fun.